Hello, YouTube. Welcome back to yet another edition of Stories from the Friend Zone. This is the segment where we go to the Friend Zone subreddit and we solve some problems. I'd be cool if I could stay friends with her. I'd be cool if I could stay friends with her, but I have a crush on a girl, but currently no will to have a relationship with her. A few months ago, I asked her a future date with setting brief time period but no specific time. She said yes, and around the time of promise, she became so hard just to contact with least reciprocity and with saying nothing about the date. Then the next month, I told her it was tough, she ignored me like that, she didn't reply to how are you for 4 days, asked her to tell me if I did something to her and I'd apologize. She told me she couldn't have relationship now because she'd be busy this spring, which I didn't even ask. I asked her a date and yes, no answer, and just wanted her to tell me she couldn't make it month before, even if it's a lie. There was no way for me to be willing a relationship with her at that point. It was okay to be friends. But still, it was problematic how she communicated me with that much ignoring and then suddenly reciprocating only according to her inner ideal, so I told her what I didn't like about her attitude toward me, just mildly though. Then she said she was sorry. She also said she'd understand if I wanted to cut tie with her. And the last part stuck in my head. That read like she showed me one last time to show that she wouldn't need me forever. Or maybe it was her way to be polite. Or apparently, the fact that I had been desperate to talk to her and kept it polite and mild meant nothing to her, I just looked mean and wanting to leave her. How can I take the last part of her text, and does she possibly want to stay friends with me any longer? P.S. I decided to text her for the first 2 weeks of April because I couldn't meet people due to COVID-19 and I didn't want any stress other than from the situation and definitely not from repressing what I want to do. But she was not that reciprocative, and recently I already feel through, so I'm on no contact now. Good luck with everybody out there in this time of crisis. Yeah. And you probably scared her away, man. You probably scared her away asking her for a date. This is a yes or no question. You have to give a yes or no answer. And then she leaves because it's like, oh, you know, I'll say yes just to kind of get this guy out of here. But other than that, yeah, I'll just kind of avoid him for a while. I mean, being desperate to talk to somebody and to be nice or polite doesn't mean that they have to reciprocate your desire for a date or to be something more than just friends. And, you know, to be honest with you, without knowing anything more and kind of reading how this is going, I would guess that her text about, oh, I would understand if you wanted to cut tie with me, she was just going ahead and saying, yeah, if you just wanted to not be my friend anymore, that would totally be cool. I would totally understand that. You know, this is someone who doesn't, you know, feel the same way that you do about them. So, you know, when someone does that, when someone says yes or does anything, when someone does and says anything about, you know, I'll go on this date with you and that kind of thing. And then, you know, when it really comes down to it, you know, it's not really about what they say. It's about what they do and how they act about it. So if, you know, she's not interested in going on a date or she doesn't put any more work into giving you a time to go out or something like that, then she doesn't want to hang out with you. And also, you know, particularly girls don't really care for, you know, needy guys trying to tell them off about how they're acting and their attitude and this kind of stuff. Whenever a girl is being told about her attitude and shit, she's just like, yeah, yeah, all right. Whenever anybody with an attitude, when they get told about their attitude, they're like, yeah, yeah, yeah. So it's kind of no point in talking about that. There's this girl I'm talking to, but she's doesn't want to be in a relationship. So when we started to get to know each other off Tinder, we went straight to FaceTime calls. We were getting to know each other, and then she starts to talk about a guy she just stopped talking to a week ago. They ended on bad terms, apparently, but they still are friends. He went to boot camp, etc. But anyways, she said she wanted to take things slowly and become friends. I said, yeah, we'll be friends and see where things go. 2 weeks pass, and we talk every day on the phone and Snapchat each other. We even slept on FaceTime overnight. She said she wouldn't talk to anybody over the phone except me. She said she doesn't understand why she guys can't just stay friends with her. I told her they didn't want to risk the chance of being friend-zoned. She agreed, and said she didn't look at it that way. Today, she did the most unlikely thing, and it was ask me about other girls. Are you talking to any other girls? And I told her I don't know. And then she said, are they flops? And I said, I don't know, but I'll catch you later. The reason I hung up the phone call was because it felt like she wasn't even into me anymore and she just wanted to see if I was talking to somebody else. She did say she don't want a relationship, but she knew that I was willing to wait for her. IDK, what to do? I asked if she saw potential. She said she thought we were just friends, which she avoided my question. Then I asked her to stop beating around the bush and tell me, and she said, honestly, I don't see potential in us because I can't be with anybody right now. Help, please. You gotta start over, man. This one is not happening. The moment that you spend FaceTime calls, when you are on a FaceTime call and you fall asleep with each other over the phone and stuff like this, here's my question. Have you guys ever met? Have you ever met this person in person? Is it just FaceTime calls? But it almost doesn't even matter, because once you start giving all of your time to this person, especially someone that you really have never met, there's really no more mystery there. There's no mystery on your side. What are you into? What are you invested in? She knows that it's probably close to nothing because you spend a lot of your time falling asleep on a FaceTime call with her. Which is pretty much just short of a young puppy love couple that will stay on the phone with each other until they fall asleep, saying, I love you, back and forth, I love you, I love you, don't hang up, you hang up first, etc., except for the part where you got friend-zoned, so there's not even the I love you part, because y'all are just friends. You know, she wouldn't talk to anyone over the phone except for you, because you're kind of the only person that's going to hang around and listen to her talk about other guys or her ex-boyfriend or whatever this is. So, you know, get back on Tinder or get back on the bus. Get back on the Tinder bus and you got to adjust your game a little bit. I'm just going to be honest with you. Don't be as available as possible. Don't start FaceTiming randoms and talking every day for hours on end. That creates no mystery. That communicates to her that you have no free time / you have all the free time in the world to give to her and not anything else that you care about. Create a life for yourself and kind of give that person, the next person that you meet, the best first impression that you can of that life that you created. And that sucks, man. When she drops the, are you seeing any other girls, or are you looking around still, this and that, basically because, you know, and there's two different ways you can look at it. And I'm kind of getting the idea that it's the one way where instead of she's asking you because she's worried that you're dating someone else, it's more that she's asking you because she feels like you're her brother and she wants to know if you have a girlfriend. Sorry about this one, man, but you gotta restart. Unfortunately, there's nothing, you know, that wrong with it. You didn't invest that much. Yeah, a couple weeks in a FaceTime calls, whatever. You guys are friends. Just move on. Fun little New Year's story. There's this girl I like. I only see her about once every year or so. On New Year's Eve, she texted me to meet her on the beach to go watch the fireworks. I went, and we met on the beach. We walked for about 5 minutes, then she got all exited. She asked me to stop for a moment. She whipped out her phone and told me she was going to phone her boyfriend to come join us. I was unaware that she had one. She spoke on the phone, then rushed to the main part of the beach. I followed, then met her boyfriend. He's not a bad guy, but I felt really awkward. I ended up leaving them for a while, and started talking to some of my friends who also happened to know her. I wasn't just another of her friends either. We had sleepovers, watched horror movies together, I've helped her clean her fish tanks, and I also stayed with her after her brother drove over her puppy right in front of us on accident. So yeah, pretty eventful New Year's Eve.
What are you going to do? You sound like a great friend, buddy. What is this? This isn't really a friend zone. This is some random person you see every year. What are you going to do? Good job. That's such an awkward moment. Sorry to hear about the pup.
It honestly just kind of sounds like just a regular old New Year's Eve. Random girl, you know, tries to get a group together on the beach to go watch the fireworks. You're the only person that shows up. Then she's like, oh shit, I need other people here. So I'm going to call my boyfriend.
How can she feel so much for her fuckboy ex and nothing for me, her best friend?
Because her fuckboy ex makes her feel, period. Makes her feel something. Even if it's sadness, even if it's despair, even if it's, you know, total excitement, even if it's overjoyed, even if it's craziness, he still makes her feel something. Instead of a best friend or a guy who's in the friend zone who is not really going to make her feel much of anything other than just allow her to, you know, dump her feelings onto you or basically share her feelings with you. And then what are you going to do? You're just going to sit there and agree because you don't want to obviously agree with anybody else but her and you want her to feel validated. So yeah, I mean, she can feel so much for her fuckboy ex because, you know, whether you like it or not, is that he does fuckboy things that's going to make her feel in certain ways that you just don't make her feel because of your unwillingness to share how you really feel about her and wanting to validate her feelings and kind of forget your own in the process.
Ended up being her stripper at the bachelorette party. I just barely passed English. It was my worst subject, so bad writing, bad grammar, and even worse storytelling, LMAO. So, I guess I was friend-zoned by this girl I met years ago. It was my friend's cousin, sister, or aunt, many friends in that family. So I had a crush on her after high school. I was just getting out of the whole being shy around girls phase. I started talking to her and it felt natural. She definitely knew I liked her. I think she liked me. Sometimes we would hold hands. We would go on friend dates, whatever you want to call it. Always had her laughing, but then she met another guy and stopped hitting me up. Unfortunately, he passed in the Marines. A year after that, we started going out together again. Movies, theme parks, food. The crush I had was not really there anymore, but IDK, there's something about finishing what I started. IDK, if I would call it friend zoned, because to be honest, I never really made a move, but was fine with being friends now. I'd throw hints to see if she was down because she already knew I liked her, but she always took it as a joke. To be fair, I joked a lot, I guess, at this point. I was just trying to smash and stay friends. Anyways, she got married out of nowhere with a guy she knew since she was small and was having a little bachelorette party with family, maybe a couple friends. That's when she texts me to go over and be her stripper. I had no beer at this time. I was sober AF. I was about to go get beer before I got this text, so I put on an old Halloween costume and got to work. I didn't get naked, but put on a small show and wish I could share the video with you guys, but what are the chances the guy would see it? TLDR, she asked me to be her bachelorette party stripper, so I was.
This sounds like a really convoluted, like, kink story that is, like, you're kind of writing about this story of, well, I had this really long-time friend, and I had a crush on her, but, you know, we never got together. Anyways, at her bachelorette party, I was her stripper, and I was stripping all over her. And, guys, let me tell you something, guys. I would love to show you this video, but what are the chances that the husband might see it? I mean, maybe he might see it. What would he think? Would he get excited? I hope so. Great story. Needs periods. Still suffering from 1 year friend zone. So, I liked this girl for about 2 years. We know each other since high school, but we got closer in the last years. And after many thoughts, I tried to kiss her when we were alone almost 1 year ago. Obviously, she rejected me, seeing me only as a friend, but the problem was that she had already kissed two of my friends. No, she's not a whore. She's still a virgin. And I knew it only after my mistake. The problem is that I continued to annoy every one of our friends for this story, because I feel frustrated. Of course she became more detached from me, she doesn't flirt or lay next to me. I've argued with anyone in the last year, and I feel insecure again, and I feel relt bad and hating myself for what I've done. I just wanna bring back to normal everything that happened from that day, because it is destroying me. And every day I feel like sinking more and more, and I am sick of it. I can't go over with my friends that kissed her, even though they didn't know of my sentiments for her, so I can't really blame them, apart from me. In fact, I am my own problem, but still, a part of only wants to give the fault at them. True, my friends are still trying to help me, and I am trying to improve myself at social level, but nothing seems to work really. I'm convinced I have to find another girl, but in this lockdown, it's a bit difficult. Also, if you consider that I am not very good at approaching with girls, but I don't know really what to do. The funny part is that she isn't even that beautiful. Ooh, gets a little touchy there at the end, buddy. But, I mean, hey. You were able to make a move on a girl that you liked. I mean, that's kind of good. I mean, you know, here's the deal. Sorry to hear about, you know, the whole she kissed your friends and all that. But, you know, kind of the situation is, you know, she rejected you. Yeah, you kind of do have to move on, man. You know, and yeah, of course, the lockdown makes it impossible. But the lockdown, it's a bit difficult. You know, but at some point, hopefully, you know, this will all get lifted and, you know, you'll be able to go back to school or something like that, or, you know, just be able to meet people outside. But my point is that you made a move. You should be happy for yourself about that, because not a lot of people could do that, as you kind of can see about the rest of the subreddit. There's really people that wait so much longer than a year. A year is too long to wait before making a move. Don't get me wrong. But the point is that you made a move at all. You realized that she rejected you. You recognize that. And that's the perfect setup to go ahead and move on. Pick up something that you care about. Pick up something that you really care for. Or set a goal for yourself and reach that. I mean, as far as making moves on girls in the situation we're in with the lockdown and such, really the only piece of advice that I can give is kind of, you know, this is kind of the opportunity to do that. Yeah, you can't really make moves on girls right now, but you can do something to improve some kind of aspect of your life. And I personally, for you, would start with some kind of congratulations for yourself for even, you know, trying to figure out if someone liked you or not. And take a piece of that and try to search that part of yourself a little bit more. You know, you say that you're not great at approaching. No one's really great at approaching. You know, after everyone is done being kids and then they enter that weird face and then get all judgmental about everybody, you know, once they get into that, you know, level of their life, then they get super conscious about, you know, approaching people and starting conversations. But really, if you do it enough times, you force yourself to do it enough times in a day, enough times in a week, you'll get used to it. Just start talking to anybody on the side of the road that you run into. If it's some old couple on a walk, just say hi. If it's someone standing there, maybe ask them for the time or something. Or, you know, if someone is looking at something, maybe just ask them about something or just try to say something. That's something to work on is your approaches. And, you know, overall, just feeling better about yourself. Now, here's the thing about the very last part here is if she wasn't that beautiful, you wouldn't be after her, dude. Don't lie to yourself like that. I mean, if you're attracted to a girl, don't be apologetic about it. You can think to yourself that she's beautiful. Thinking that she wasn't even that beautiful is not going to make you feel any better about being rejected. The fact is, it was, you know, a chick that you had the hots for that you were kind of interested in, and she's not interested in you, and that's an incompatibility. So it's okay to move on and find someone else who you can also find beautiful and, you know, try to start something with them. Have I been friend-zoned? Hello. I am wondering if I am being friend-zoned by my crush, same workplace. Here's the situation. We are colleagues, both 25YO, and I always considered her attractive and fun, but nothing more. Recently, my feelings have picked up, and I feel I fell for her. We casually chat over WhatsApp, not too much, and even if we meet rarely in the office, I sense there's a good vibe. On one side, something that depresses me. Sometimes she calls me friend, like in, hello, friend. Or she said, so good that I can vent to someone. Not about relationships, only work stuff. And she tells me that also if I have problems, I should discuss with her because she will be there for me. On the other, she's quite extroverted, but I still feel when we see each other, she responds to my glances into her eyes. She touches me more than other people or lingers on a hug. And she teases me, saying, thanks, you are my hero, when I help her with small things. Not sure if this one is good or just screams friend zone. My opinion. I think she knows I have a mild crush on her, and she likes the more or less innocent office flirting, but at the same time, she won't respond positively to a move. Have I lost my mind, and should I just let go? Or open up and tell her. Thank you. Yeah. I mean, why not? Why not open up and tell her? Tell her you're interested. I mean, you're both 25 years old. Ask her out on a date. Figure it out. I mean, I'm kind of, you know, I'm not going to tell you how I think about it, but you know, I say that it's worth a shot. If you're unsure and if you're unsure and you're kind of probing and she's kind of entertaining it, you know, for the attention, you know, maybe she's interested in something more. Who knows? Well, ask her out, figure it out. I'm not even a friend anymore. I got friend-zoned by a girl 6 months ago, and it was really draining me. I loved her so much that I thought I could move past my feelings. I wanted to still be friends with her because we connected so much, and then I realized I couldn't do it anymore. I told her how it made me feel a month ago, and I don't know how I feel about what I did. Now we don't talk, she's got a new guy, and I just miss her and want to talk to her, but there's no space for me. She was my best friend from the time I met her, and now we're strangers again. I hate it, but I'm glad she's happy. Nah. You put so much work into someone that you've known for 6 months. You know someone for 6 months, and you're really more interested in their happiness than you are in your own happiness. Maybe you freaked her out a bit about, you know, when you told her how it made you feel and all this kind of stuff. See, you know, the thing is that it's tough for anyone to reject anybody else. You know, when someone when someone rejects someone else. So, for example, like when this chick rejects you, or when any of these, you know, girls have to reject these poor dudes, they don't want to hear about how much it hurts you. Because here's the thing, it hurts them to have to do that to you. That fucking sucks. They don't want to have to reject you. And then for the guys to then go on and be like, oh, that hurt me so much, I was so in love with you, they're just like, ah, that fucking sucks. You gotta find a way to move on, man. She doesn't, you guys don't talk anymore, and she's got a boyfriend. You gotta find a way to move on. And I know it's tough, you know, with the situation now, and it's tough to, you know, think about anything else, because you're kind of just stuck inside, but I don't know, go outside, you know, get some sunshine or something. Hang out with some other friends or something with social distancing. Is someone really your best friend from the time that you meet them? I mean, I get it as you, like, you know, grow a friendship over time, but, you know, are you guys really best friends? Here's what I'm asking. Would she have considered you her best friend, absolute best friend, the moment that y'all met? Yeah, I don't know about that one. She's not as invested as you are. So please find a way to go ahead and do something else. Is it really possible to avoid being friend-zoned? If yes, how? I'm just so tired of getting friend-zoned every time I confess my feelings to a girl. How to avoid and get out of friend-zone? Well, buddy, it's a pretty interesting process, and it kind of starts from the ground up. You have the foundation. You have yourself. You have your own person, right? You have to make this person an individual person. This person has to have interests. This person has to have investments, passions, things that they're interested about, turn-ons, turn-offs. They have to like things. They have to dislike things. They have to form their own opinions. They have to be adamant about something. They have to be passive about other things. This person has to be coming from a solid foundation that you build for yourself through confidence and building character by doing things in your life that you care about or that mean things to you. That's the foundation. That's where it starts. From there, meet someone who has similar interests or ends up at the same place as you at the same time. Meet someone and get to know them. Get to know them as a person. What are their likes? What are their dislikes? What are their compatibilities? What are their interests? What are their disinterests? And of those two things, which category am I in? Right? You very quickly, after you meet this person, you have to figure out if they're interested, if you're interested. And they would both be interested in each other because the other person has a life, has things that they do, that they care about, that they love and hate. From there, go out and experience things. Ask them. This person who has built this foundation and has found this other person who has ended up as the same place that they have and has similar interests to them or likes and dislikes or whatever. Then this person with a foundation asks the other person, hey, do you want to go enjoy some things with me? Do you want to go experience some things with me? I know about this thing. I know about that thing. We could go do this. And start doing things with that other person that you're interested in. Bring them into your world and introduce them to it and be unapologetic about it. And if the person that you invite into your world from your foundation is interested in you, they will hang out with you and they will stick with you. And from there, you can start to build a relationship. Okay, that's going to be it, guys. Thank you for listening to The Friend Zone, and we'll see you guys later.